All right, welcome to Stories from Encircle with me, Stacey Harkey. I'm here today with my sister. What's your name?
Alexandria.
Did you say
I forgot it for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Being gay, being out, being queer is such a cool thing. And yes, there are tough aspects of it, but you have a community. There's so many heart-wrenching, heartbreaking stories, and those are so valid, but also there's a lot of stories of joy. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast, where we're talking about joy and queer things.
I have two names.
Two?
And Alexandria.
Like four, because you have a middle name and then like a last name.
Yeah, that's true.
But... All right, what are we talking about? So this is my sister Alexandria. What do you prefer people call you?
I really don't care.
I call her Anda.
Anda's fine.
That's a nickname you've had all your life, right?
Yes,
growing up.
Correct.
Oh, and we would do, well, the girls from like your volleyball team in high school would be like, my Andaconda don't want none unless you got buns, huh?
Aged well.
I still, you know, it's kind of come back.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Anda is straight. Is that how you identify?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, which is exciting because I wanted to have my sister on to talk about, just like have another perspective of this topic that we're exploring of queer joy and maybe her perspective of my experience. And I think it'd be really cool to hear any negative thoughts or just any thoughts she has in general.
I am not a negative person.
She was actually, Anna was one of my biggest supporters. She's one of the first people I came out to. But we're going to get to that. Before we start, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
It's like loosen up and get comfortable. Give people a chance to get
to
know us a little bit.
Since we're not comfortable with each other.
No, with them. Oh my goodness. Oh. Well, she's right though. Very uncomfortable sometimes. So this is the game. I should have like a really fun name for it. Like memory trigger. I don't know. That sounds trauma. I'm going to say a word and we're going to try to come up with the same memory from childhood that we have in relation to this word.
Okay.
Okay? Because we grew up together. We are biological siblings.
Sometimes I don't want people to know that. I'm just joking.
You see what it was like growing up? The roast galore.
We had so much fun.
Did we?
Okay. I thought we did.
First
Let's
word.
Let's go. Okay.
Fun. Okay. Oh, no. I have one.
What?
Do you have to come up with one too?
I have one.
Okay.
Oh, was I supposed to announce it?
Go. I don't know how we're supposed to. Okay, mine that I was thinking of is surgery on crickets.
Oh my gosh, that's fun for you?
You didn't have fun?
I threw crickets at you all the time.
Oh my gosh, you did. Like, so we used to do, this is going to make us sound like sociopaths.
You hated me.
We're going to sound like psychopaths. So I was always her partner in crime. She's my older sister.
We're both middle siblings.
Yeah, and so we would always get into shenanigans together, and you're probably bolder than I am in a lot of ways and more adventurous.
Yeah, he'd make me get in trouble.
What? How does that make sense if you're the bold, adventurous one?
He'd be like, do this. I'd be like, okay.
Wait, no. Scratch the record, clear that up. I remember, so when I think of fun, maybe this is a weird one to come up with. I remember we found a cricket once, and it was like, you were like, it's pregnant.
Yeah.
And you were like, we have to do surgery to get the baby out. And like, as a kid, I knew the cricket wasn't pregnant, but I was like in make-believe land.
You're like, let's go.
And so this is so dark now that I think about it.
And stuff
we like operated on the
cricket on a leaf.
And do you remember that at the end of the day, we pulled a little cricket out of it? Do you remember that?
I actually do remember.
Because then I remember being like, I was like, there's no way. And then we did that and I was like, and I don't even think crickets have babies like that, but we pulled another cricket out of it.
I wonder
and I was
if it
like
ate it or something.
But, I don't know, but
it's
fun.
I actually remember that now. It's so funny. Okay, so my memory was like climbing on the house and like swinging off.
Oh, yeah. That we were adventurous.
That used to be so fun.
Back at Green Cove?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would like, there's like a rope swing in the tree and we would climb on the roof.
My dad totally, he would let us. He'd be like, y'all get up on the roof.
He's the one that set it up.
Yeah.
Adventurous family. And we would go on the roof and then like swing off with this rope swing and like,
oh my gosh, it was dangerous.
That was so dangerous.
But it was fun.
Our dad is like a pretty big adventurer.
Yeah,
I felt like he was like growing up.
I think that's where I got it from.
Yeah, me too. I remember we went to see the Grand Canyon once as kids and we hopped the fence and like went into the Grand Canyon. We were like, let's go closer to the ledge. And we had good times. Okay, fun. All right. Scary. I have one. Do you have one? Oh, no, say it.
Okay, so I remember I would always prank everybody else.
This might be the same one.
Okay, so one time I was sleeping on the top bunk.
Oh, no, I don't know. Oh!
And I took my hair out. And Stacy, who were you sleeping on the bottom with? Juria?
Probably Juria.
So we have a sister. Yeah. And I like leaned over the edge and then I just like dropped down and my hair was like crazy and I was like, rah!
And I think we screamed, didn't
and
we?
And they screamed.
Like, ah! But you have to know, it wasn't just like, oh, her hair was down.
No, it was like big, crazy.
Like evil returns from the dark. It was like she had this like terrifying spread and just like, like hung over
I don't
the
even
edge.
Think they knew I was there.
I haven't so thought about funny. That in forever. That the funny. One I thought about was when, do you remember that prank I pulled for a little bit? We scared each other a lot.
Oh.
But do you know what I'm talking about? Where I was like, oh, dad left something for you in his closet.
No, I don't remember.
And because our dad had like a walk-in closet, and he had won this Hulk from like the state fair, and it was like this tall and like super buff. And I stacked it on a couple crates and then put like a Grim Reaper costume over it and taped a knife to its hands.
I do remember this. And how do you remember all these things?
Because I remember I was going, getting ready to go with mom. Our parents divorced when we were younger. And you just were going in, and I was like, oh, dad left something for you in his closet. And you were like, and all of a sudden I just hear screaming and you running out of the house. And I was like, I was so tickled. Do you remember that?
Yes, now I do.
Dad got mad because I got him too. I was like, dad, I just left it in his closet. He just found it when he found it. Okay. Mean.
Is it the stairs?
No. Oh, that was... That's so not funny.
My brothers were horrible to me. But it's because I was like in the middle of them and I probably tortured them. So I deserved it.
Yeah, you were pretty chaotic. But we were just like a laughy family. We just like laughed a lot.
Yeah, still do. Okay, so you go first.
Oh, okay. Well, the one I'm thinking of is when we were both in high school, I think, and you were maybe a senior, and I can't remember what happened, but I was really mad at you, and I took like your hair stuff, do you remember, and like tied it in knots?
Yeah.
I took all your like hair stuff and just tied it all
stringer,
up in knots. I just put
blow
them all
dryer.
Together, and I'm not like a really passive aggressive person, so that was kind of like.
A low.
That was kind of out of character for me a bit.
That was
more
low
just like,
for you.
Yeah, but then I remember the morning you found it.
No, he's not passive aggressive. He's like aggressive.
I'm like pretty direct.
Yeah.
So I remember you found it and I was like, ha ha. And then that morning I missed the bus. And then you gave me a ride to like 15 minutes out of the way. And I remember feeling so bad because I just like, you love a little high horse.
See?
I remember that. I remember being like, I did this like mean thing and then you like, we're like so sweet and loving and it. Like, I think that was a big moment for me where I was like, all right, no more of that stuff. It was a good moment. It was a good lesson.
Yeah, and you kept doing it.
You like telling me, I never did that again.
Well, other stuff. What was my mean? I just forgot about it.
I've never done anything mean.
Oh, dang
besides
it.
Besides that one thing.
I forgot. Oh, okay, here. So when we were, I feel like I got hurt all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
I had like, pulled a ligament in my leg.
Is that what it was?
Yes, or something.
Oh,
hyperextended my knee and or something. Maybe it was cheer. I can't remember. Anyways,
people might think I'm terrible.
And so I had. You are terrible. This was the worst. I was getting ready for church upstairs. I had my leg brace on, and you can't bend your leg when you have
it was
leg
like
brace.
Like it was like from the freaking like hip.
Yeah, from
right?
the hip all the way down. And so
it was really hard for you to maneuver.
It was
always
hard
so sad.
To walk. Was it sad?
For you to like get around, it was like
because you pushed me down the stairs.
Oh, I pushed you down the stairs. Stop.
With my So I was trying to go down the stairs. My brothers were at the top.
We were at the bottom.
Or at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
Don't laugh.
I fell down the stairs with my leg brace on, so it's like I could stop myself because my leg was like.
It wasn't like one stairwell down
no,
like
it was
this.
It was
like
I
went and then angled.
Hit the wall.
And she just like,
I just went,
Tina
boom,
just
boom,
tumbled
boom,
and
boom.
Rolled right down
Mind
the stairs.
Mind you, I'm in a dress, so I hit the bottom of the stairs and the dress is over my head and my leg is like up like this.
It was.
And my brother.
And me and my big brother downstairs, we just like.
They just looked at me. They didn't try to save my life. They did no assistance.
Were we gonna
they
just, like,
just laughed at me.
Were we going to catch you
And
at
my
the
dad
bottom?
Was so mad.
Oh, man.
They got spanked.
No, my brother did. Because what happened was,
They got, you ran.
I was by the door and I remember hearing.
Here he comes. My dad started laughing so hard.
And my dad, you just hear feet tumbling. Where he's like, he didn't even help you up.
He
just
ran straight for us. Over me.
And I just slipped out of the door. I was like, whoop. And she got in trouble.
He's like, you better help your sister. It was so mean. My brothers
Dad was really, what do you mean by my brothers?
I have always been a really good
kept
sister.
Us on our toes. Okay, what about one more? Creative.
Ooh.
A story creative.
I can go first.
Go.
So I used to always like make these like drink concoctions.
Oh my goodness.
And then like would just unbeknownstly hand them off to someone.
You would make all these weird little like foods and like never tell us what was in it.
Knowing
her, I was like, for sure this has battery acid, a radiator fluid. And you would be like, is it good though?
I'm pretty creative. I've like painted bedrooms.
It's cool to have
like a weird style. Yeah. But like that, I was very proud of my drink mixes and food choices. I would like bring stuff from outside and be like, here is a Megola Krasa.
I remember once you made, you took bread. Do you remember white bread? You took white bread and stuffed it in the middle of the microwave hole and made like crackers or something.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember those because they weren't bad, but I was like, this is sketchy. I
knew this. You know what else I just got reminded of? Remember when we used to live in that apartment with Dad, the one that I fell down the stairs? Outside, they had those bushes, remember, that we used to crawl through?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and have, like, little houses.
Yeah,
because
they were, like, we, like, lived a life back there.
Yeah, we had, like, books and backpacks.
We always did little stuff like that. My creative story is, what was it? Oh, remember when we do Battle of the Sexes?
Oh, my gosh. We would do
her and my little sister against me and my older brother. And the goal was, like, you had to, like, get something in their room. Like, me and Richie shared a room, you and Drew shared a room.
Or get something out of there.
Or get something out. So you have to get something, grab something, and then get it back. And I remember...
Me and my sister, like, went
y'all
hard.
Y'all had the lights off. We ran in your room, and I just remember things, like, sticking to our feet. It was like... and it was, like, all, like, mounting up. We hit the lights... maxi pads everywhere. Sticky side up.
Just like on a futon. They were like falling through the futon.
And we're like these little like preteen boys and we were like
it was like the futon like frame. It wasn't like with the padding on it. It was like the
pads. That's the one we did to y'all.
Oh, we ran in on
because
it.
Because y'all did the maxi pads and we were like stepping on it. We were like
like panicking. So good. Tampons
and then,
maxi pads.
What we did to y'all is we took one of the big beds we had and we flipped it upside down, so we put the mattress frame on top, which was kind of cruel now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like box spring, and y'all ran in and jumped on it. Just,
it was hard.
How did we not like break more bones and stuff?
Yeah, we got lucky. I was like the only one that was ever in like a cast of some sort.
Drea broke her arm once, and Richie, remember we were doing the kick thing?
And
Richie broke his leg or caught stitches. I never had like stitches or casts.
Yeah.
I was the chosen one.
He would always like finagle his way out of
getting hurt.
Everybody else would get
finagle my way out of getting hurt.
Yes.
Anyways,
I said, you'd be like, do this, and everybody'd be like, okay.
No, I was never the ringleader. I was just the support. You were the ringleader. Oh my goodness.
Still am.
So what I have you on today is not to play this fun game, which I feel like I'm really enjoying this actually.
I know it was fun.
But I wanted to talk to you about like me and. That sounds so arrogant. I want to talk to you about me.
What's new?
But just like being the... Oh my gosh. There's a reason I have a podcast. As my sister, just like, did you know? Like, what was it like me coming out to you? What was that like? Do you remember where you were or anything?
I was at home. I was pregnant with Noah and...
You're pregnant with Noah?
Uh-huh.
I guess it has only been like 2018, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I was like in the bathroom. You called me and that's not normal. I thought something was wrong. But then I thought he was playing a joke, so he was like, I just want you to know, like, I'm gay. And I was like...
You thought I was pulling a prank?
I thought he was being funny. I was like, okay. Really? Like, I thought he was going to be like, April Fool's or something. I don't know.
It was in like, was it like November when I called you?
I don't remember what time of the year it was. And it's funny because, like, then I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, I'm gay. And I'm like... Oh, okay, cool. Like, really?
Wait.
It, like, took me a second to, like, process it.
Was this a surprise to you?
It was a complete surprise.
We gotta unpack that because...
Complete surprise.
I feel like there were signs.
But that's the thing. Like, I've never been, like, to put somebody into a category because they like to put on wigs or stuff like that. So I was like...
Nobody exposed me like that, dang.
or wear cowboy boots and flip-flops. Maybe I should have put you into a category for that. Style.
I was always a connoisseur of... the more unique flavors of fashion.
Yeah, we know. So, but yeah, I like, I was surprised, but it didn't really change anything for me. I think I kind of, on accident, like made it about myself a little bit.
What do you mean?
Because like, right after you told me, I got really emotional because I felt horrible that you didn't think you could talk to me about it before then. And so like, I was like, why have you been living? Like, why didn't we know before? Like, just because I felt like we were close. There's so many things that you knew about me that.
You were one of the safest people in the family. I knew when I came out to you that you were going to be like, cool.
Yeah.
So, even though it was still scary.
It wasn't scary.
for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it wasn't scary for me. I just got so sad because I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Aww.
You know, like, so that somebody could have been there for you, so that you were not having to like feel like you didn't have people in your corner. And that's how I made it about myself, because I was just like, I would hope that you'd be comfortable.
You're like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, why couldn't you have talked to me about it? Why couldn't I have been there for you through this process? I did think you were playing at first.
There are so many family, social, mental. There's so many reasons that people stay closeted, or I stay closeted. And I think about religion and growing up LDS and just like the shame around that. Our family, we were like, traditional, like, kind of black family in the South.
Yeah.
Like, our parents, I knew, weren't going to be the most, like, yes!
Yeah.
Or even just, like, there's just so many factors that...
went into...
To think it is one, being one person is just not fair to any person or situation. So that's always something I think about. And so my coming out strategy, and this is something that I think more... like, I always recommend people try this. Coming out is very personal, so you know yourself better than anyone else, do your thing, but... I'm always like, get some wins first. Come out to people that you know. Well, you don't have to come out to the person who deserves the information first. Like, you don't have to come out to dad or mom first. I mean, I don't know what your situation's like. So coming out to like you and Jaria first, I knew you two would support me, and it gave me confidence, and it gave me like...
It's actually smart.
Yeah, it gave me like as I... It also gave me like allies too. Like, as I moved forward to come out to the rest of the family, I had like... some wins, I had some support, I felt good. I wasn't like doing the hard battles first without, just by myself, you know?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit sad too that we weren't like dating men at the same time. Because I really feel like life would have been so grand.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I loved in the beginning, like some of the times I'd be like swiping on Tinder with you and you'd be like, you'll take the phone and swipe on one crazy people. I'm like, yeah, stop!
I do get a little mad though, because gay guys are really attractive.
We are.
So.
What? Like, and I guess my question is, because I knew you were going to be like supporter from the get-go.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people should know, you're not just like supportive. You're not like, oh yeah, I'm on your side. You're like a fierce defender.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like a protector. Yeah. Did you ever have conversations with mom and dad? Because when I wasn't around.
Man. I did, but I don't think they were very long conversations, you know?
Why? Do you think, like...
I can't even remember, like... No, I just can't remember any of our conversations.
I remember moments...
Because I think for me, they knew that it was, like, I'm... like, this is... I support my brother, and there's nothing else. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. So it's not even up for discussion. Like, that's kind of how it was.
The parents are supportive, very supportive now. But there was, like, a time where they were, like, trying to figure it out.
They were, like, so confused.
And as they, like, reached out, there were moments where, like, things would be said in, like, a group chat. And, like, Anda would come in and be, like, shut that down. She would shut it down.
And that's the thing too, like we have always been like growing up in like mixed groups of friends. So we were around people who were queer or like, I don't want to say like disenfranchised, but just like lower income families, like all these different types of people. And so I was always for the underdog. So because I've been there, I think like...
Yeah, we've been there.
So, and so I just feel like if nobody's going to say anything, like it needs to be said. You know what I mean?
And I think this is something you do well is like she... So like when people are coming out, yes, we need like friends, but we need people who can like, we need like allies. We need people who can like fight with us. Yeah. And so in my family, when I was coming up against some of the harder battles, I didn't have to do it alone. It wasn't like I... parents said something and she was like, oh, she would be like, you and Jeria would like say something. You would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you like showed support. I remember one thing you did and I will never forget this.
Yeah.
It was during Noah's baby blessing. And I was dating a guy, my first boyfriend at the time.
And he got, you guys came to stay.
And we were coming to visit her and my mom was coming to visit who was still having a hard time with things and trying to figure it out. And you gave us the guest bedroom and you gave like sent mom like a hotel or something.
Yeah.
And I think, and I talked to you about it cause I was like, oh, why are you doing this? And you were like, I want it to be so clear how supportive I am of what, of who you are and you trying to find happiness. And I like,
your heart swelleth.
It was like such, she wasn't just like, I love you. She was like doing things to show. She was like, of course you love our parents, but you were just like, hey, I need it to be known that like, like how I stand. And I was just like shooketh.
Yeah. I also was like done. I was done with you ever feeling like you had to hide that. Like, I was just like, no, you're going to live out loud and I'm going to help you a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, it's going to be, everybody's going to see, everybody's going to know, like, we're not hiding things. Like, you are no longer going to feel like you can't talk about who you are.
I love it. You're good. You're good. I think you're a good reflection of that just in your day to day and how you live your life and how you encouraged and stuff too.
Thanks.
Well, was that in the, was that like, so having kids and at the time you were like, going to church and stuff when I first came out.
Yeah.
How was it navigating that with like your kids? Like, was it like talking to like Orin and Emmett? Were you like, you know what I mean? Like, how's that?
I do know what you mean. I think it was
like
kind
the gay
of,
uncle. Like,
well,
what do we do?
So the way that we approach anybody who's different is kind of the same. So it wasn't like I teach my kids, like it's good to be different. It is something that you should be proud of. And I'm talking about like disabled, I'm talking about queer, I'm talking about different cultures and races and religions. Like those are things that are, it just makes our society so beautiful. And so it wasn't hard to talk about it because we had already been like, no, we just, we love people for who they are and what they show up with. It doesn't matter. So like, I never really had to, it wasn't ever like a topic that I had to be like, well, your uncle's gay. Like, you know, it just is what it is. And when my, I love it when my kids ask me questions because I am like very, very honest with them.
No, she is very honest.
Well, yeah, I just, I don't see a benefit in hiding things like that. And there's a way to like, based on your children's age to like approach things, obviously. But I think Emmett said something about Uncle Stacy has a boyfriend and I was like, yes. He's like, that's cool. You know? And my kids are just obsessed with you already. But like it just kind of made you that my much uncle. Cooler to be like, oh yeah, my uncle, he just wants to be happy. Like he's just enjoying his life. And it doesn't make him different. It doesn't make him strange. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I think the last time I came over, this is like a weird tangent. Just when I was over, I think Emmett and Orin both mentioned something about like muscles. They were like, wow, you're so strong. And I was like, am I the buff uncle?
Am I the buff
I was like,
uncle?
The second you want to go to the gym, you talk to me.
My kids like to work out, so.
Oh yeah, they're like pretty active. You're an active family.
Yeah.
That's really insightful because I'm always like curious to know about like family and interacting. And I think you've just like, that's another strategy of mine. When I came out, I didn't want it to be Uncle Stacy's secret. So in relation to, like, you know, the family, I didn't want people to be like, oh, Uncle Stacy and his friend, or Stacy and his lifestyle. I was like, this will be, in the circles that are welcoming me, are like, this will be a topic that is normal and commonplace. Yeah. So I brought it up all the time.
I liked that too.
I like brought, I, and it was you, with you, it was cool and easy, but with mom and dad, it was sometimes a little tough. But I was like, my goal was to normalize it, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't to be a nuisance, but I knew that I couldn't, my parents were still trying to figure it out. So I knew I couldn't, the burden of normalizing it was hard for them as they were still trying to navigate how they felt and stuff. So I was like, I am going to make this so, and I remember when mom asked once, very, very, very active LDS woman asked, like, if I've been on any dates and how they were. And I was like, mission accomplished. It's normalized now. Yeah. I was like, we Gucci. I can ease up. But that was really,
it went, that was also big. Like, it wasn't like this like slow process either. It was just very like,
you do I what you want to do. I was like, I like the Kool-Aid man. I like kicked down a wall and I was like, yo.
Yeah. And then after good. That, it was just very easy to like, just, it just was part of it. Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it was like so easy.
It's part of the thing. I do wonder, and I was thinking of, I don't know if I should share this.
Goodness.
We can cut it out if we want. But one of the reasons that surprised me, that you were surprised when I came out, is because, I don't know if you remember when we were like in high school, we had that one family computer, and one day you grabbed me and you were like, Stacy, I have to show you the search history. And that was before I knew that internet search history was like retained. And you pulled me to the computer and it was like, boys, naked boys or something. It was like this really embarrassing, like, it was like a like dirty little search on Google. And my heart dropped because I was like, my secret. But I, when I was on my mission, I felt really, I for years felt bad about that.
See?
So I, on my mission, I wrote you an email and I was like, hey, remember that, like, those nude searches you found on the computer? That was me. And I felt really bad. And I just remember you responding graciously, and I just felt like that was the first time I'd came out. But then,
well, it's not like I looked at them.
Yeah,
I didn't
not.
Really know like what the.
But you were just like, when you were surprised that I came out, I was like, "And the internet search history," and you were like, "I don't know, just kids
you
are curious."
You told me it was something. Yeah, what? You were telling like, me something else, and I believed you when you told me.
but I can't blame. Anyways, so this podcast has been like, one of the themes I want to explore is the joy and being queer from like your perspective of me living my life. Do you feel like you've seen like a queer joy? And I don't even know what that term means. I'm just like throwing it out. Do you feel like,
can you have queer joy and not be queer?
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
I think I like it.
Tell me more. What do you think it means to you? Like, or what does it mean to you?
To answer your first, so I have loved watching you just live life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're just out here living life.
You mean like dating and stuff or what? Just like that?
Well, yeah, like dating and like learning new things and exploring your sexuality. Like, it's really cool to watch because it's not ever something we talked about before.
Yeah.
So like, even when you had dated girls or tried to, like, it was very like a mute subject. Do you know what? Like, seriously, you weren't like, this girl's a good kisser or anything like that. Like, it was just, so like, now we have these really good conversations and stuff.
We need to get juicy.
And then I love like being part of the joy that you like experience. I almost said the queer joy community, because I absolutely support that and other people.
You're in there with me. Like, you are like ride or die.
So, oh, you better believe.
She's like, this is
to
one
the
here.
Tomb.
Like, if I would have been in high school and come out, you would have been the one that's like,
I would have
introduced me to
people.
I would
have probably transferred schools so that I could go to school with you, just to make sure like everything was kosher.
I believe it. I believe it.
Like, I would have not.
Would have made me do cheerleading with you or something.
Oh, that would have been so fun. We would have been partners.
Oh, I'm trying to do it.
I have
cheerleading.
I have a feeling you would have dropped me a couple times on purpose. I believe that. Excellent.
All right, we are, I think it's time to call this a day. Like, this has been a lot of fun, and
oh,
you're visiting from out of town, and so I appreciate you coming. But if you want to find more about Anda, like, where can people find you?
My social media.
It's like Anda, what is it, Alexandria Herkey?
It's Alexandria Day Nielsen.
Alexandria Day Nielsen, she runs like a ton of companies, really great style
and
design.
I have
Lux
like a little, a cute little picnic company. in Southern Utah.
It's really Lux cute, Nash. It's really cute.
So,
but, I love it. But Anna, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's been fun.
We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
I don't know how to end this thing.